I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report as we get ready to turn the calendar to 2018. On today's visit, we look back at the DNR advancements of 2017. I'll talk about those with Paul Johansson coming up momentarily. . 2017 started with the first elk in more than a century roaming wild in the hills of southern West Virginia, the initial phase of the reintroduction program. And the DNR's wildlife section chief, Paul Johansson, says the advancement of the elk reintroduction remains on the front burner at DNR.
Not only the elk restoration effort, the actual movement of animals and restoring them to West Virginia, or at least beginning that process, but also our very major and significant land acquisition associated with that with that elk restoration project.
Completion of that land acquisition, one of the biggest land deals in West Virginia history, gives access to sportsmen for many years to come to a lot of acreage.
We just recently completed the acquisition part of 32,000 acres of publicly accessible land down in those southern coal fields that the elk will be able to utilize, as well as the sportsmen and women be able to utilize, not only for potentially at some future date elk hunting purposes, but also for hunting deer and turkey and other critters that use that habitat down there. This is a big deal, and we're really proud of that accomplishment.
Other than elk, a program to enhance trout fishing on state park lands also advanced in 2017.
Under Director McDaniel's leadership, we've really reached out and tried to enhance our trout stocking program and make that highly visible to anglers across the state. So we implemented a system at selected state parks earlier this year where we actually announced some of our weekend stocking efforts in an effort to encourage more angling opportunity in and around our state parks. And I think that was very well received.
In addition to that, the groundwork has been laid for a rollout of more programs next year that involve wild trout in West Virginia.
We've got a couple of major initiatives that we're going to roll out next year that we've worked really hard this year to put together. Some of those involve our wild trout program as well as some other efforts out there.
That's Paul Johansson with a wrap-up of the year 2017 in the outdoors, and we look ahead to 2018. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.